Now, for those of you who don't know, Judicial Watch is a nonprofit educational foundation that uses the tools available to us under law to find out what the government's up to. And one of the challenges we have initially with the Alwyn Brothers scandal, in which there's a significant public interest, is that the Freedom of Information Act doesn't apply to Congress. And I understand there are constitutional concerns about making it apply broadly to Congress, but one of the issues here is about the administration of the House and how employees are handled, how equipment's handled, and the basic running of the operations of the House of Representatives. And I think that's the sort of area that at least can be covered under a Freedom of Information Act type law that would protect the prerogatives of Congress constitutionally in terms of the speech and debate clause, and obviously the First Amendment rights of Americans to petition their members without fear of having their names being brought up all over the media. So I think that's something that's got to be front and center. The lack of transparency available under law to American citizens about what the People's House is up to. But given the state of the law, it seems incumbent upon the leadership of the House to make sure that the organs of the House that are charged with policing the administration of the House are doing the work necessary to reassure the American people that the members are stewards, are proper stewards of taxpayer resources. And I don't think that's been done in this case. I'm not aware of any official hearing by the House into this burgeoning scandal that has implicated dozens of members, or either innocently or maybe not so innocently, and has led to criminal charges. And there's strong evidence, as Luke has reported on, that about malappropriation of government resources, taxpayer resources. And this needs to be front and center, it seems to me, for the House.